So, all right, I'm not really very happy any longer, you know, giving talks or lectures. I haven't got a paper to read. So what shall I do? Well, I thought that what I would do, and this is, you know, the thought that occurred to me just a few days ago when I was making a few notes for this talk, I'd share with you just a little of my current thinking. Some of you know that I spend quite a bit of my time just thinking. I quite enjoy just thinking. I quite enjoy just reflecting. And I find that there's all sorts of things to think about and reflect upon. Dharmic things and non-dharmic things. Personal things. Literary things. Artistic things. Current affairs. Even the current political situation. People. You know, friends. Contacts in the Buddhist world, books that I read, books that I have read, experiences that I had perhaps 25, 30, 40 years ago. I spend quite a lot of time reflecting on and thinking about all these things, especially things which are connected with or have some bearing upon the FWBO and, of course, on the Dharma, which is the basis and foundation of the FWBO. Some people, well, I suppose most of you do know that I've, you know, written quite a few books as well as giving quite a few lectures or talks, and know that I've conducted, led quite a few seminars, and have expressed quite a few thoughts, quite a few opinions, quite a few conclusions on all sorts of subjects. Some of you will be aware that Subhuti has tried to bring together all my thoughts on leading topics of general dharmic interest in a book and to show their interconnection. But one must not thereby think that I've stopped thinking. Or that my thinking perhaps isn't changing. Much less still that I consider my thinking or my thought to be complete. And this means that, I don't really think that the FWBO is complete. 30 years ago, the FWBO was a very small seed. That seed has sprouted. It's put forth many, many shoots. It's sunk down very deep roots, but its growth is by no means complete. I myself have seen in the course of the last so many years developments which I did not altogether foresee. I didn't have a sort of detailed blueprint of what the FWBO was going to turn out to be like. There were just some leading ideas, just a general sense of direction, just a broad general vision. Yeah. So yes, I'm still thinking, I'm still reflecting, and still thinking about matters of deep concern to the FWBO in general, and also considering the Dharma, trying to deepen my understanding and penetration of the Dharma itself. So yes, there's quite a bit of current thinking going on. And you won't be surprised to learn that some of that current thinking, at least, is in connection with our going for refuge to the three jewels. Incidentally, someone did make the point recently, and I think it's a point worth remembering, that some of us have got into the habit of speaking simply of going for refuge, or even my going for refuge, or our going for refuge, without explicitly mention what it is that one goes for refuge to, which is, of course, to the three jewels, to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. So I think that's a point worth paying attention to. We don't just say, I'm a bit concerned about my going for refuge, or I'm not too sure about my going for refuge nowadays. Well, going for refuge to what? You know, make it more explicit, make it more concrete. It'll then become plainer and clearer. So a certain amount of my current thinking is in connection with going for refuge to the three jewels. So who is it that goes for refuge? Well, we go for refuge, especially if we're order members. But take it a bit further than that. It's the individual who goes for refuge. There's no collective going for refuge. The group as such does not go for refuge. At least the group as such does not go for refuge effectively or really. So it's the individual who goes for refuge. But then one might say the question arises, who is this individual that goes for refuge? What is this individual who goes for refuge like? I'm not concerned at this point with anything deeply metaphysical. I'm not going to raise the question of the anatma doctrine or the question of relative and absolute truth or anything of that sort. I'm speaking in quite ordinary everyday terms. It's the individual who goes for refuge. So what is that individual like? What is that individual made up of? Well, very broadly speaking, there's a nama, there's a rupa, there's a body, there's a mind connected. We know not how. That's a great mystery. But if we look at the mind, let us say, if we look at the individuality as such, look at the psyche, if you like, we can distinguish three quite separate and distinct aspects. They're not altogether different. They're not really demarcated one from another in any sort of hard and fast way, but we can distinguish them. There's an intellectual aspect, there's an emotional aspect, and there's a volitional aspect, the aspect of will. Because we think, we feel, we emote, and we will, we connate. So I want just to try to relate these three aspects to our going for refuge to the three jewels. It would seem that they don't all come into play at once or come into play equally. And this is because we're not really integrated beings. In many ways, we're quite divided beings.